Memorial Coliseum on this Thursday afternoon, 1:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We thank Adam back in the studio. We had a little technical difficulty during the last 20 minutes of the last hour, but we are back up and running and hope you are enjoying our broadcast from here. Do want to let everybody know again that this hour of broadcasting from the Marion County Fair is supported by NBW Concession. That's spot number 4 by the grandstand here at the Marion County Fair, as well as Wagner Farm Pork Concessions, telephone number 740-225-4564, email wagner8889@yahoo.com. They are spot 47 here at the fair. And we had a daily drawing for the tattoo stand here in the Coliseum, Veterans Memorial Coliseum. If you're out there listening, the winner is Rachel Brown of Marion. Rachel, you are the winner, so just come out here before the fair ends Saturday night and get your free tattoo, which I think is what you won. Tonight at the fair, don't forget, up at the grandstand, 7:30 p.m., it's the National Tractor Pull, very popular event. Tomorrow, Friday, is Veterans Day. I believe veterans get in free. The Veterans Breakfast is from 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. in the Picnic Pavilion. And drag racing tomorrow night at the grandstand at 7:30. And we wrap it all up on Saturday, 7:30 p.m. with the Marion County Demolition Derby and Figure 8 Truck Race. And the Junior Fair Livestock Sale is 9 a.m. on Saturday morning, and that is how the majority of the fair week will go. And again, we'll be here tomorrow from 12 till 3 p.m. 12 to 1, we'll have the Exchange Club, Marge Hazlett, myself, Charlie Evers, Mary Ann Michaels, Terry Tackett will all be here. And from 1:10 till 3 p.m., the Faye Bank Charlie Evers Show will be on. Now remember, tomorrow we'll be giving away tickets to Zumbezi Bay, the Columbus Zoo, Tecumseh, and Kosai. So make sure you stop by, and we might even have a few sandwiches from Wagner Pork Farm Concessions. So we're right here in the Veterans Memorial Coliseum. If you find the red tow truck, you will find us. Now this hour is going to be a lot of fun. A gentleman we welcome to our microphones who has not been with us before, but is going to bring some entertainment to this talk program this afternoon. And we're so glad to have him here, and I'm going to let him introduce himself and say a little bit about his background. Go right ahead.
Thanks, Scott. My name's Patrick Pierce. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I'm not really sure who all I'm talking to here. If anybody out there knows me, pretty much know where I come from. If you don't, I come from right here in Marion. I've been here most of my life, trying to make it work. You know, got the music from my mother, and I'll just say today that we're tributing this to my mother, and that's...
Why was your mother an inspiration?
Well, she was a huge music fan. And she had a lot of music friends. There was always music playing. Seemed like everything related to music somehow with her. And it was kind of a language. And so I was just around it so much. It caught on with me, and she was a big supporter. of me learning how to play. So,
what's your favorite type of music to play?
Favorite type to play? I like the soul, bluesy soul stuff. Yeah, soul music. Anything that has heart and soul. I love electric guitars, but I love acoustic guitars too. So, like, you know, you listen to songs, sometimes it's just an acoustic guitar and a vocalist. I love that. It's hard to pick a favorite, you know, but soul and blues.
Is there a difference in your mind? Do you like doing cover songs? Do you like doing your own material? Combination of both?
I don't mind doing cover tunes. The ones that I really, really like. I need to be inspired to do a cover tune. So, you know, some of the stuff that, you know, I do regular gigs and have to play a lot of covers. I try to keep that interesting. I'm always changing the list. You know, honestly, I'd really prefer to play my own stuff over the cover tunes. But again, you know, if there's a song, you know, a new song, old song that I remember, and I happen to sit down and accidentally stumble across it and say, oh, well, I can play that song, kind of. Go ahead and pick it up, but it has to mean something. Music industry, as far as...
You saw this person on television or bought their CDs and said, this is somebody I like.
Wow, there's so many. I'm going to have to go local and say that... actually, the band Scimitar, Vern Curran and Rick Hoover and Barry Hensley, that was probably Kevin LaDucer. Those guys were my mom's friends, and they were the first ones that I ever seen play a song that was on the radio. And so right there at that moment, I was like, wow, you can do that? So it's like I stepped into a whole nother world. That was at the Popcorn Festival when I was like 9 years old. At that time, The Who was my favorite band.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because is it hard to do a cover song because sometimes they get so closely associated with the person who does them, the original.
So you get two compliments on a cover tune. You either get, hey, that was a great version, or hey, you sounded just like the original. That's, you know what I mean? It's not a really gratifying thing on cover tunes as far as that goes, but, and the guys in Left to Center, I hope one of you guys hear this, they kind of changed my perspective a little bit a couple weeks ago. I seen these guys rock nothing but cover tunes all night, and they had me excited. So it's just, I guess it just depends on what the event is and why you're doing it and what's the passion inside of that person. You know, the music is one thing, but it's what comes from, where's the music come from? What do the people have inside them? What are they expressing? You know, that's a little deeper than just, you know, who sings the song. You know, we don't compare ourselves, I certainly don't, to any other artist at all. I don't try to sound like anyone. And so there's, I hope I answered that question good. you know, when you're doing covers, it can be hard because people, there is criticism sometimes for that, from people that are hardcore original, and then there's some people that's what they want to hear. So it's a, you know, it can be a little bit tricky to pick what you're going to play from show to show.
Can get it both ways.
Yeah.
Well, Patrick, I'm going to let you introduce your song here, your first selection this afternoon, but not your last. Tell us what it is, where it came from, and then we'll hear it.
Okay. I was going to start off with one song, but I changed my mind because I'm told about the general audience of this station. And like I said, I'm going to dedicate this whole day to my mother and to my family, and also to moms out there everywhere. This song is called One More Reason. It's a little of a somber approach. It's not some boogie woogie song, but it means something to me, and hopefully you'll like it, and it'll touch your heart somewhere. She's got every right to be happy. She knows. Yes, she knows. As she lays down across her pillow, she blows a ring of smoke across the room like a feather. She knows this life is full of pain. She pinky swears to her best friend, no more lies. When she finds her bottle empty, she sighs. Yes, she sighs. Down the street, some noisy echo through the window. It cuts right through a world of silence. She makes a promise to herself. It says she's gonna make it out someday. And she prays to God or whatever she prays. Give me life, God. Give me purpose. Give me one more reason to try. Give me one more reason to like what burns inside. And she wants to know how the angel broke her wing and still she wonders how the angel ever broke her wings at all. At the end of this day, she lights a candle. She falls onto her knees. As she stares, she counts the teardrops, shadows creeping alive, creeping alive. She makes a promise to herself again. Yeah, she's gonna make it out someday. And she prays to God or whatever she prays. God, give me purpose. Give me one more reason to try. Give me one more reason to light what burns inside. Give me one more reason to light what burns inside. Give me one more reason to light what burns inside.
Very nice. Very nice. Now, when did you realize you had this talent for performing?
I'm still working on that. probably sixth grade, I would imagine. I mean, we did stuff as kids, like lip syncing songs and all that stuff. So pretty young, it was at least something that I was interested in, whether I was good at it or not.
When did you learn to play the guitar?
As long back as I can remember, it seemed like there was always one around. Wasn't really till I started working at Marion Music back in 96, and that was when I started having access to more instruments and actually having knowledge, people that knew how to play them, didn't mind showing somebody how to do it.
When you got up on stage your first time, what was it like?
I had chicken pox. And I was in the worst, oh my goodness. It was in the middle of winter. We did a benefit show for Archie Poe, and that was back in, 93, 94. I was playing drums back then in a band with some friends of mine. And I was like near death. Mm-hmm. And we made it to the gig. I got up there, played our half hour set, and It was awesome, you know, but like I said, having the chicken pox at 20 years old was not much fun. So
that could be a little rough.
Everything's always bittersweet.
Yeah. What is your, this many years later, over 20 years later, what's your best experience on stage, and was that the worst?
The one that I just spoke of, was that the worst? No, that definitely wasn't the worst. That was just the beginning.
What's the best and what's the worst?
Let's see. I think my mind probably works like most people. The worst one, I would have to say, was a Halloween party in Meeker back in 97. Terrible. Just terrible. Wasn't the performance or anything. It was just the stuff that was going on. The best, some of the best ones, there's a certain thing that I did for a while. We did the Kairos Outreach Ministry there at MCI. So much the favorite ones would have to be separate but together. There was one that was inside the prison, and there was one that was outside for people who have loved ones that are in prison. And the Kairos ministry was a really awesome thing to be part of. So there was no lights, glitz, glamour, none of that. It was all about heart and soul and togetherness. So I'd put those, anything that had to do with Kairos, as my favorite of all time.
What's it like to play in front of inmates?
Well, it was, I remember going through probably every emotion possible. You know, there's you look out there at faces and you see people, you know, and at the time that they're given that number from the state, that, you know, you just become a person again. You're not in the newspaper for the crime that was whatever they did, no matter what it was. I'm not defending it in any way, but they're people. So to look out there and see faces of people that they still have people that love them. And some of those people are returning into the community. And so, you know, you're saying, well, I hope this, you know, people get what they need while they're there, because they're coming back out here to the community with our families and friends and need jobs and places to stay and all those kind of things. So it's pretty intense emotions.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
I'll let you go into another song here. Give us a little introduction and we'll keep on moving.
All right. So this one came from long years on the road traveling. And it's also kind of a life metaphor to it's just the long road that we travel. This one's called Long Way to Heaven, and you know, trying to get there someday, baby. And in the meantime, it's a long, long way to heaven, and I feel like I belong on a long, long highway in the middle of a nowhere song. On a long, long highway in the middle of a broken song.
Please come take me home, yeah. That's what I'm trying to get back to, you know. Just trying to get back home. I said, Lordy, please come and take me home.
Say, breakfast tomorrow. It will be in the Picnic Pavilion Friday, July the 8th, 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. And tomorrow night, drag racing, 7:30, and wrap up Saturday night with the Marion County Demo Derby and Figure Eight race, 7:30 in the grandstand. And Saturday morning at 9 a.m., Junior Fair Livestock Sale. Patrick, go right ahead into the next number.
Let me take a second here to tune up. Humidity wreaks havoc on...
It's a humid day out here.
Yes, it is. I have to say, this is a little different playing on a... just with a microphone. There's nobody out there yelling, "No, any Johnny Cash."
Do you have to have a lot of songs in your repertoire?
Yeah, I think you got to have a good sense of humor too, and that's sometimes not always at the forefront. You got a book in front of you, you like to get through a set list that means something, but. Yeah, people holler out stuff, and so sometimes I'll go ahead and accommodate them.
Okay.
Sometimes not, but yeah, about 1,000 songs. It's a good start. All right, I'm gonna give this one a shot here. Some of this stuff I haven't played in a little while. This one's called "On and On We Go." And I'll dedicate this one to my friend Gino. We were just talking about this last night because last night was his birthday. And my mother passed away on July 7th. So it's been an intense week, and this music should, for this little bit of time we got, should be in tribute and mean something. So. When I woke up alone here this morning, stuck in the same old place, right away I started to wonder, will they know my face? Yeah. I've been through so many changes from the inside all the way down. Life keeps dragging us through changes. Why was I wearing a crown? Cause it's the same old situation. Here and now we stay in our presence. Is what's changing. But on and on we go. We go. We go. So now I
don't regret what's happened. I'd change it if I could. Back then I didn't know better, like a grown man should. So I'll leave you with a memory. No one can take it away. And I hope you just remember who I am today. 'Cause it's the same old situation. Here and now we stay. And our presence is what's changing. But on and on we go. See you in the end. I'll try to be your friend. But if you just smile at me here while on and on we go. Cause it's the same old situation. Here and now we stay. And our presence is what's changing. While on and on we, on and on we go. We go. We go. On and on we go.
Patrick Pierce here at the Marion County Fair WGH Radio. Patrick, if people want to get in touch with you, how do they do that?
You can find me at on Facebook. Patrick Pierce, you can't miss me. My profile's me with the guitar. Pat Pierce 1973@gmail.com. And also, take the chance to plug this in, if that's all right. I'll be out at the 29 Brew Pub this evening, hopefully on the patio if it doesn't rain. You can catch me out around town here, especially at the Brew Pub. It's a really nice place. If you want to come and catch a show, meet and greet, I always do my best to talk with people during and after shows or before, however. So it's a few different ways.
How long is a typical show?
3 to 4 hours.
Is that difficult? That seems like a long. 2 hours of this and I'm exhausted.
Yeah. It can get tiresome. Especially like tonight, I'll be standing up most of the time. So, you know, getting a little older and, you know, the knees don't like to hold you up as much. And when you get an audience that engages with you, too, and you get into that music and it's, you know, everybody's participating and things, that emotionally, I mean, it feels great, but it can makes you tired.
Is that standard for a show when people want somebody to perform? Is it usually for that duration of time?
Yeah, usually you're, you know, 9 to 1 is about the norm. Sometimes some places it's 10 to 2 or 9 to 1:30. So, you know, there's breaks in between and there's ways to keep people entertained in between, but pretty much you're about 10-minute break in between, that's about it. So maybe a couple breaks at night, that's it.
When you get off at 1 o'clock in the morning, is it hard to come down, hard to go to sleep?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, most days it is. There's some weekends where, like, I'll literally play 2 or 3 in a day, and it'll be Thursday through Sunday. And so, you know, Sunday night, then it's usually not as hard, but like if it's 1 gig a week or 2, you know, just 1 show in 1 day, yeah, it's it's a lot of nerves leading up, and then home, it takes a while to wind down.
Nerves for every crowd.
Yes.
Yeah. What is that, good or bad?
My friend Jerry told me years ago, if you don't get nervous, it ain't worth doing.
There you go. Let's move on to the next song.
All right. Let's see, what do we got here? We did one for a reason. There we go. Here's a good one. This one's a newer one. Sure, give this a shot here. Haven't played it in a little while, so bear with me if I don't play it perfect. If there's a heaven, shine a light on me. 'Cause I don't want to be here if hell is how it's gonna be. Shine your light down to this lonely home. Show me about forever. I don't want to be alone. I want to have a good time. Play some rock and roll. So give me that beat, boys, and free my lonely soul. Said it don't matter what you think you know. A lot of senseless chatter, all the while we're growing old. So crank up them guitars, yeah, find an open chord. Come on, let your soul shine, breathe a while and on, Lord. Let your hair shine a light on me. I don't want to be here if hell is how it's gonna be. Shine your light down to this lonely hole. Show me about forever. I don't want to be alone. Last in line every single time. Just blown away. Looked on and passed over, and I fall to pieces sometimes. Scattered and I'm falling away in the cold, dark night. So if there's a heaven, shine a light on me. 'Cause I don't wanna be here if hell is how it's gonna be. Shine your light down to this lonely hole. Show me about forever. I don't wanna be alone. Wanna have a good time. Play some rock and roll, baby. So give me that beat, boys. Free my lonely soul. Every day I'm living gets harder all the time. Seem to fall away in the cold dark night. Yeah, na 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 na. Na 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 na. Yeah. Loosely interpreted.
Patrick Pierce here at the Marion County Fair. Got about 7 minutes left in this hour. We're going to try to get one more song in. But Patrick, in this little time here, take me through the songwriting process.
It's usually painful. Usually comes from, I mean, sometimes stuff like that song there kind of came from just a little, just from listening to music. But the process is, I guess it's different for every song. Some of them we try to force, and some of them just come very naturally and very easily. And for me personally, it's evaluating life and observing life and taking everything in, processing it, and turning the bad into something beautiful and trying to elaborate on what's already beautiful.
It's a very difficult process, and it's turned out very nicely. So I will give you the microphone one more time here with about 6 minutes left, and we'll get one more song in.
All right. Let me figure out what that one's going to be here real quick.
Again, do want to let everybody know that this portion of WWGH Radio is supported by Wagner Farm Pork Concessions and NBW Concession, spot 4 by the Grandstand. And remember, the tractor pools are tonight, 7:30 at the Grandstand, and we'll be back here 12 to 3 tomorrow. Don't miss that.
Okay. So you asked about the songwriting process. Here's an interesting one, I think. One day I was looking out my front door and I seen a refrigerator box laying on the ground. And the, you know, it was obviously in the trash. So they have that big arrow and it says this side up. And, you know, the box was laying on its side. So it wasn't laying this side up. And that became a metaphor in my mind right away. And I wrote a song about turning the box right side up. Appropriately called This Side Up. And this one goes out to Shook Brown, because I know you're out there listening, baby. Love you, brother. I'm all alone. I'm on my own. Spinning right side up. I try all alone, try on my own, lost in a world, living all alone. One time and again, feels like a loss can never win. So hold on, hard as it is, to turn my world living right side up. So hold on, hard as it can be, baby, to turn my world living right side up. Living right side up. To turn my world living right side up. Everybody needs somebody. Everybody needs somebody. Everybody Need somebody sometime.
Very nice. Patrick, let everybody know where you're going to be again tonight.
I'm going to be at the 29 Brew Pub. We start at 6 and go till at least 9.
That'll be a lot of fun. Patrick Pierce, what a great talent here at the Marion County Fair. Again, this hour was supported by NBW Concession, spot 4 by the Grand and Wagner Farm Pork Concession. Telephone number 740-225-4564. Email wagner8889 tractorpool@yahoo.com. And again, tonight, the tractor pool is at 7:30 p.m. in the grandstand. And tomorrow, Friday, is Veterans Day, the breakfast 8 to 10 in the morning. Drag racing tomorrow night at 7:30 in the grandstand. And Saturday, it's the demo derby, 7:30 in the grandstand. Patrick, any parting words?
To the people that I don't know that were listening to this, you know, if you liked anything that you heard, I really appreciate you. To anyone that I do know that was listening to this, and my fans and followers, friends and family, hey, I love you guys, and thanks, man, for putting me in position here. And Brandi Gaetjor over there at Hometown Talent is an amazing person and doing amazing things in this community, and I'm glad to be a part of it. So let's keep rocking, Marion.
There we go. Patrick Pierce, thank you so much, Patrick. And on this day, stay tuned to WWGH Radio, but for this day, from the Marion County Fair, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
At the height of,